America has been talking about sexual assault again since a Stanford University swimmer got his sentence for attacking a woman he met at a frat party. In Canada, the head of British Columbia's government has revealed that she was sexually assaulted at age 13. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is with us. Hi, Vaughn.
Good morning, Bill, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What did Christy Clark say?
Yeah, very powerful admission by the Premier of British Columbia. Clark, in an opinion piece published in Vancouver Sun and then distributed around, basically said she realized why women remain silent in the face of sexual harassment and assault and attacks of all kinds, because she did so herself. She recalled in the piece how, as a 13-year-old girl, she was dragged into the bushes by a molester. She managed to wriggle free. She went off to work, and she said she never told anybody about it. She's finally speaking out now, in large measure, simply to dramatize the need for women to report and speak out and say things, because, as she said in a speech in the legislature, the silence is the rapist's friend. Framing all this, Bill, is a piece of legislation that was just passed by the British Columbia government, requiring the province's colleges and universities to have more proactive policies for dealing with complaints on campus. There have been a number of women come forward and say they've complained about various kinds of harassment and sexual misconduct on campus. They've not received an adequate response from the university. The universities weren't even keeping records of this, so it wasn't possible to keep track of how much of a problem there was. So this legislation gets passed by the BC legislature this spring. It was proposed by the Green Party. Clark decided that her government would support it, but she said she thought it was important to also come forward and explain why she felt this was very, very important to do.
Well, what has been the reaction to Premier Clark's coming forward?
I would say the general reaction has been positive. Clark's critics, opposition politicians have said, praised the Premier for speaking out, saying they know it takes a certain amount of bravery, something that's been there for 37 years. This is how long ago this happened. At the same time, I think there's been some fair criticism of her government along the lines of, and what else are you going to do? British Columbia's rape relief centers say they're underfunded. There is a strong indication that programs to help women deal with violence, and sexual violence in particular, are not strong enough. There's not enough funding there. So, you know, and I think there's a certain amount of fair comment on that. There have been, you know, any time a politician does something, Bill, there's always somebody going to say, well, they're just looking at the polls and they're trying to get themselves reelected and all that.
Yes.
There's some of that, but I think, in general, most of the response has been very good. Good of you to come forward and admit it. What else are you going to do?
You know, I have the sense, Vaughn, that there's a trend in the United States toward ending our silence. I've seen this happen. I've had conversations just recently with rape victims, with people who are addicted to substances, but also from sex workers, from transgender people, saying that it's time to get past shame. I wonder if you have that same sense in Canada and British Columbia.
I think that's quite true, Bill. And I think that's the most positive part of the Premier's message, to come forward and say we're going to do this. We had a very moving, powerful speech given by a member of the opposition in the legislature who got up and spoke in favor of this legislation, and she told a story about being chased by a naked man on the beach in front of the University of British Columbia campus 45 years ago, and she broke down in the middle of it. Like, it, you see this, and you realize that these things never go away. They haunt people for years to come. So people deal with it. They don't tell people, but it's been a cathartic experience, I think, for a lot of people. And I think you're right, Bill. All of this stuff does help other people to come forward, to overcome the shame and to talk about it.
I saw someone in BC saying this is why we want more women in office. I want to.
Yes.
Yeah, you've heard that.
That too, you know. They bring stories that men cannot even imagine what goes on.
Hmm. Another subject now, Vaughn, in Seattle, we're discussing how do we observe Pride Month after this massacre at a gay nightclub in Florida. I wonder what's the talk in Vancouver. You have Pride Month or Pride Parade there, I know.
Yeah, the Pride Parade in Vancouver will be at the end of July, Pride weekend. I think it'll be very heavily attended this year. I think there obviously will be security. The police don't like to talk about that, but there will obviously have to be some sort of security. The one that everybody, I think, in Canada is watching is July the 3rd. The city of Toronto has its Pride Parade then. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has already pledged he'll be the first Canadian Prime Minister to walk in a Pride Parade. So I think we'll be watching that one again. I expect there'll be security, but I think it'll also be very, very heavily attended.
Vaughn Palmer from Vancouver Sun joining us as he always does on Wednesdays. Vaughn, thanks for the news from Canada. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Bill.
We're talking there at the top about the Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, revealing that she was the victim of an attempted sexual assault at age 13. Clark said that as British Columbia's first elected female premier, she has a public platform, and she wrote these words. She wrote, "Shame is painful. It's also pervasive and isolating. But the capacity to survive and heal is achievable through the sharing of our experiences. Our silence makes it easier for those who wish to harm us."